two dots on the base. The Mishnah said, "Shall tshuma tmeya psula." So, if you use the essig of tshuma tmeya, it's possible. The Gemara, why? The Gemara, the less behet achila, there's no behet achila. So what? So what? You can't eat it. So what?
It doesn't have lachem.
So we say yesterday, because even though you're not planning on eating this essig, but that's felt in lachem. Because when you can't eat it, there's a problem in lachem. Zok the Gemara vayta. Shall tshuma tahira la yita. You shouldn't take the essig of tshuma tahira.
Why? I'm just curious. Why is that accurate? Are there other things that you could own that you can't have an oil from it? I don't know. I'm asking.
I'm saying like this. You're right. You can't eat a lulav. Big deal. Right? But this is something which is possible to eat, and you can eat it. That means you're missing something in it.
This is lachem is the factor that you have to be able to eat it. What about
lachem is bilis? So this felt in my bilis if I can't eat something which is edible.
Not totally yours. You can't use it the way you normally use it.
Not normally. Normally, don't eat acid. You never make acid. It doesn't make a difference. But imagine you have a fruit that you can't eat. It's just for looks.
Felt is there anything else that you could own that you can't utilize for some reason? You don't have a use for it.
What do you mean?
I'm asking. I don't know. Is there such a thing that a person could have? We said that already. Right? Obviously, we said there's takasir.
Over there, you don't even have the mamonis. I'm saying, but over here, you can't eat it. So, because when you can't eat it, then it's a problem in ownership. What's bothering you?
What else is there that we have? But everything else that we don't have enough of, it's not because of the... Because you're not allowed to eat it. Because you're not going to eat. You're not going to eat a lulav. It's not a bar achila.
Right.
That's a bar achila.
Anything that's a bar achila that you can't eat, it's felt in the bilis. Right. That's what Rashi said. Rachman amal lachem, Rashi said, Haroi lachem b'chol da'kehan ha'ase. All the drachem of Arno. Even though you're right, you're not planning
on eating. You can't be limited.
You can't be limited. He said that, let's say you sleep on an esrig or something. Or let's say, that's why today there are some people that are makbid not to pesticize the esrig.
Because you can wash it off.
So it depends. Again, you have to be mamasher.
Let's say you sleep on an esrig.
The esrig day a lot more. All fruits have somewhat. But esrig is a lot more. Because they try to make it clean as possible. They'll spray it whatever you want.
And they spray it for a few years.
It's a very long time. But it's not a psul be'etzim. Well, anything that may, but we said sleeping on it.
So now you're passing it. You're making a tummy.
That could be not tummy, but you're making it that you can't eat it. So now say that's a problem.
Al tzlechem?
Al not roi l'achila.
Right, which we said is lechem.
Yeah, that's felt lechem. Felt bad.
Right, that would be a perfect Muslim. But you created for yourself the tummy.
Yeah.
Let's say the government said you're not allowed to eat a sfragim. They found the reason you can't eat a sfragim. Is that going to make it a it's a side issue.
No. Okay, right. You're saying you're going to kuda. I'm saying the government, you could cheat the government.
So what if you can't eat it because
you slept on it? No, because that's tummy. There's tummy to it. It
became unhealthy to eat an sfragim for whatever reason. It was infested with something. It was infested
with bugs?
Right, but then it wouldn't be chaser. It would be chaser.
That's why people that go on a plane and they want to protect the acid, they put it underneath them and they got shlufen of them.
It's different. It's not healthy. Right. This, the Torah says, you can't have it yet. You're restricted in your ownership. The Torah is saying it's not really yours yet, you know?
Is there anything that you own but you can't eat it? Is there such a matzias? So the Rav just said it. Let's say you sleep, but you made a tummy, whatever. Anything you own that you can't eat for an unrelated reason, does that mean it's not yours?
That's what we're saying. We're saying it doesn't mean it's not yours. We're just saying it's felt in the lechem. Okay. So that's why truma tamei is psul. The Mishnah said, shall truma tahir la yita. So if the Gemara is bothered, why shouldn't you be able to take Truma Tahir, the Maisa, you could eat it. Maybe if you're not a Kayan, so give it to your ankle that's a Kayan. I'll give it to a different kind. It's edible. So the more pligi bar of ami ve'avasi. Chadam am neisha machshira. You're being machshir to be mekabel tum. Why are you being machshir to be mekabel tum? Because you take out the lulav, you keep your lulav, your adasim, you offer some water. And now that it's wet, you put it together with the esrig, and now the esrig's wet. Since the esrig is wet, you're going to go ahead and have be machshir to be mekabel tum. If something's dry, it's not machshir to be mekabel tum. Once it's wet, it's machshir to be mekabel tum. So therefore, you shouldn't say, why? Because it's truma. Truma is mekabel tuma. Truma taya. So now that you're going ahead and you're being machshir to be mekabel tuma, it's also to be goyim tuma for truma.
This is only talking about a coin, by the way?
No.
You can't, a zar can't eat truma.
Oh, so we said, I said you could give it to your enikel. That's a coin.
And that's not a chsar on lechem?
No, because you have ownership in it to be eaten. Maybe you're not going to eat it, but you have kulei bailus in this food to eat it. If you're allergic to esrog, it doesn't mean
you have limited ownership, meaning you have a way to use it.
You have a way to be eaten. You have all ownerships. You have usable ownership and eating ownership. How? Through giving it to your grandchild. That's a kind. So one man says...
So why are you not
allowed
to be machshir lekabel tumah?
It's also to be goyim tumah for truma. So, like this, you're touching it.
By making a wet, you're giving the opportunity to become...
Your hands are tummy normally. V'chadam neshem mafsida. You be mafsid it. Why? Because by touching an esrig, it becomes brown. Touching it a lot, it becomes brown. And you're not supposed to be mafsid truma. So if it's truma, it's a problem. Zok to Gemara, we know the famous Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer said that it's hidden esrig if it's brown. See, people used it. What? What's that must, right? But to make it hidden is a chiddush. But like upon him, so the Gemara is telling you over here, but you're being mafsid truma. Truma is meant to eat, and now you're being mafsid. Then, my benai, what's the difference between these two reasons, machshir or mafsid? Kagoyin, shekar all of shame, chutz miklipasa chitzaina. You gave it a shame truma except for the outside layer. So over there, you're not being mafsid because that part is not truma. Machshir to mekabel tuma you are. But mafsid
you're not. You're mafsid the kayim because when you give it to the kayim without the klipa, it's all right away.
No, you're giving it to with the klipa, but the klipa is not truma. The klipa is still intact. L'man dam neisha machshir yo ika. You're machshir mekabel tuma. L'man dam neisha mafsid al leka. You're not being mafsid the truma.
And there's no mitzvah of getting the outside tuma, not the inside of the esrog.
No, the whole thing becomes.
Once, even though it's not.
So yeah, it's not worse than the din of shayma.
Shayma lepi, right? Zoktimah, but the Mishnah said, "Vim not akshay." If you took this esrig of truma tahira, you shouldn't take it. But if you took it, it's kasher. Why is it kasher? The man dam neishayim be'atar achila. Wait, the man dam in the pasul because no atar achila is be'atar achila. Over here, there is atar achila. The man dam in the fishayim, but din mamin. Like the man dam that we said yesterday, that there's no value to it. Yes, but din mamin, there is value to it. It's truma tahira. It's not truma tameya. It's not pasul. It's not. The Mishnah said, "Vishal d'may is machlokes. If you use the esrog of d'may, what's d'may? That you bought it from Amaretz, and stam peyus of Amaretz is a suffix. If it was meusha, if it was gemaisa, or not. Zok d'may, my time in the Beis Hill. What's the reason of Beis Hill that it's kosher? Kivon the iboy mafkalu l'nechasei. Since if you want, you could be mafkalu l'nechasei. V'ave ani, and now you're ani v'chazile. We know by d'may, if you're ani." Then you could use the d'may even though you didn't ma'aser it, since it's a suffix, the chazal will make it on an ani. So if you want, you could have been mafker and it will be right to you. Hashtanami lechem kuna bay. Very interesting halacha. Right now you're a gvir adi. You cannot eat this ma'aser. You cannot eat this d'may. Since you could have made yourself an ani, which no one in the world would do, that's enough to tell you that, okay, you could eat it. No? Pretty interesting halacha.
Why can't it be mafkid the demai itself?
That's not enough. Mafkid the demai.
Why? Because it's part of the mice. It's part of the mice.
No, you don't know how to do that. You stand by mafkid and say, what demai? Stand by mafkid everything. So it's part of it. Whatever you own, you say mafkid and I'll do it. But if he were telling you, can be mafkid in a chasim. Once I can be mafkid by a chasim, so I become an ani, and an ani is really for demai, and therefore it's lachem. It's completely lachem. It's completely really lachid. The tanan. Machilim esadniyim
d'mai. If he would be ba'ani, look at chilim, then it would be mutter.
Mutter gamma.
So it's a similar concept to what we said before. If one, if there's a way, just like we said with the...
You give it the anicle.
Right. If there's a mitzisa, you can get it down that path.
Right. That means you don't have to really eat it. No one, you never had ate an esrog in your life. But the fact is that it's possible for
there's
you.
There's a path for you to
there's
get to.
There's a path for you to get to it, right.
What do you mean? My wife's grandmother used to make...
Esrog jelly.
Yeah.
No, I understand. No, yeah, that's not a problem. But
sure,
most people don't eat it. You don't. So maybe you shouldn't. You don't eat it. That doesn't make a difference.
Well, I don't eat it.
Oh, maybe you do. Okay. I don't.
Too much.
You eat it. So you're allowed to give aniyim d'mai v'sachsanya d'mai. You're allowed to give achsanya d'mai. What's achsanya? Achsanya are the army, the soldiers that come. The melech, the chayalos of shal melech. And they come and they say, oh, they want to eat. So when you have to give them to eat. So you're allowed to give them d'mai. So you have two echtimtzes, we're allowed to give it. Zok the Gemara v'ayit, ube shamai, the shamai says, you're not allowed to shake esrog of d'mai. Why? Because he holds ani le'achol d'mai. Ani does not eat d'mai. The tanan, machilim, ain't machilim esaniyim d'mai. It's achsani d'mai, you're not allowed to give anyone d'mai. So therefore, it's not really la'achila. As is. So therefore, you're not allowed to go ahead and shake esrog of d'mai.
What do you have to measure it before you could use it?
Yeah. V'amar avuna, tana b'shamay yemei mechilin sadmiyim v'sachsanoyim d'mai. B'shamay says, you're not allowed to give food taniyim or sachsanoyim d'mai. B'shamay says, mechilin sadmiyim d'mai v'sachsanoyim d'mai. You're allowed to give them food to eat. D'mai. What?
What was
the point of
saying?
Oh, tana. Over there, he learned it in the Mishnah. Either of them is saying it's a brisa. Interesting, what? Yeah. Okay. Zakti ma'avayte. And I was just thinking that maybe when it comes to a mitzvah, if you're not going to be yet to the mitzvah, it's kedai for you to sell everything. Give away all your nechasim to be yet to the mitzvah. Okay, yeah. Zakti ma'avayte shal
ma'avayte. It's biyado, that's what Omar means.
He's
not
mechuyis. Yeah, yeah, we said that. Amor mechemesh, shlish. Shal ma'aser sheni shavir shalayim. Ma'aser sheni shalayim. Zok gemara over there, you should not be using it. Why? Why the ketchil shouldn't you use it? Lamandam neishemachshia, like we said before, by trumatayya, being machshir to be mekabel tuma. So ma'aser is also a problem. You're supposed to eat it, you're supposed to watch it, protect it, and now by you making it wet, you're being machshir mekabel tuma. How are you making it wet? We said before because the lulav is wet, and now the esrog becomes wet. So you machshir mekabel tuma. The man damnei shemafsida.
Why is that a problem? By truma, you said that's a problem. But ma'aser sheni, it's a problem to be machshir.
Yes, Rashi says.
Ma'aser
sheni bo yishimu the kaidesh ikri. It's called kaidesh. You have to try to keep it holy as much.
Even though I could eat it.
Even though you could eat it.
Even with thumb.
Right.
Even with thumb, right?
Because you could always be poided and possibly.
Yeah. No, you can eat it even with thumb.
Yeah,
about,
not,
yeah.
Right.
This is Afka Chumma. But Rashi says a new limud of Kaidash Ikri. So try to keep it as Kaidash as you can. So that's Harim Achshir. Lamandam Neshim Afsida. Harim Afsida also is supposed to eat it. And now you're being mafsid of eating it because you're not going to want to eat it because it's not the Mishra Shaytayim, whatever it is. So therefore, you're supposed to eat it. And now that you're not eating it, you're being mafsid. Zakhtu Ma.
Yeah.
You mafsid yourself. You mafsid the food.
Yeah, why does it have to
be?
You're going to eat it, but you're still being mafsid it. You're still not keeping the kaddish in the original form.
No, no, he keep me kaddish. Not to my kaddish.
You're
nauseous from it.
You guys won't want to eat it.
If
you're not going to want to serve it.
It's a little brown.
You don't serve.
You don't eat a brown apple, right? So you're not going to eat it. So it's through you, and you're coming not eating it. That's why the ketchil you shouldn't do it. But v'em not al ksheir if you took this ma'is sheni. If you took it for esek, it's kosher. Why the man of Nesha in Behetar Achila Divri Haka? Everyone agrees that is Hetar Achila, you're allowed to eat it. Gorishna, you're allowed to eat it. The man of Nesha in Behetar Moman, like the man of Nesha that said yesterday, we learned that there's no value to it. Hamani Rabbanani, it goes like the Rabbanan that says that's Moman Hedit. And Meir says it's Moman Gavaya. So Taka doesn't have, it's not your Moman. Shaka like the Chaman, like the Rabbanan. It's mom and Gavaya. So you're allowed to eat it. So it's mom and head. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's what it's kosher. also chazazes, if the esri got chazazes on it, amr have chizda. Dava zeh abena gadol amr. Hamakam yeh be'ezer, Hashem shehelp me. Lo yishanu ela b'makam echad. Also chazazes is possible if it came on one side. Av v'shnayim v'shleish ha'makam is kasha. If it's two or three sides, it's kasha. Amr yav, v'adr yav. V'shnayim v'shleish ha'makam is should be worse, haven't they come in umma? It looks daddy, it looks full of spats. Upasa. And over there it's pasa. Why you tell me one place is kosher and, sorry, one place is pasa and two, three places is kosher? Faket. Two, three places, it looks
fanimous. What's the reasoning why the one place is a pasa? The first halacha, also chazazes, what's the reason why it's aser?
No, we don't know anything about one place, two places. Also chazazes, a blatch is pasa. We don't have chazazes today.
On right.
No.
We don't know anything.
The
Mishnah says, right. I'm saying, but Amayuta, also Chazaz Amayuta, and looks like, then it's Kasha. Chazaz Aruba is possible. So, fine. So now we're saying, Raiv means on one side already, if it was on one place, it's possible. If it's on two, three places, it's Kasha. Why? What are you asking?
So, what's the reasoning why? When it's in one place, meaning it's roiv, but it's one big blotch.
One area, yeah.
Or two or three areas, and it's still roiv.
Yeah.
And why is it better if it's two or three areas?
That's the most kasha. Adra, I want you to be pumfaket. Shnayim shem kamish looks menum. Aliyat ma sefet. It's going in the sefet. What's that? The sefet says amiyutai kasha. Sefet says that if the chazaz is on me, it's the esek is kasha. Amachiz davzer ben agad lamer. Amakim yeh beezer lo yishan el b'makim echad. This is only on Miyuta is kasha if it's on one place. Not on the psul, he's going on the heksher. Even if it's on one place, but if it's if it's spread out on two, three places, on one side, it's still a psul. Why a gufa? Because it's menuma.
It's missing
hada,
it's on her.
Right. If it's on the nose, a Philip Amashu, not me psul. Why? Because it's near Leinayim more than any other place. And therefore, the nose, you look at it, you see it. Therefore, felt nada much more. Now, what's the nose? It's really any place that it starts going up.
But this is not a bletel, right? This
no, it's no shachta bletel. Chazaz, but that's why we get the blood. That's why. Because that means.
What's the cards for a bletel on the nose?
Oh, yeah, no. We just see that hada is much more on the top than the bottom. That's what we see from here. This is the saying in the Gemara that. The nose is always more chama. We'll get the blood. The blood might not be possible. Chazaz is on a nose is more chama. Now, sometimes you have an esrig that on one side it starts going up, on the other side it doesn't start going up till later. Not always is it a perfect
pyramid.
Right. So over there, machlekes in the pesach. A lot of pesachim say so. It depends. On this side it'll go with this side, on the other side. It doesn't have to be that it's a circular. But sometimes you don't realize that the esrig starts going up. You're halfway through already. It's going up.
So meaning that. It starts getting narrower early on.
Right. That's what the, so a lot of it could be, you have to be more makbara. Now again, we don't have any chazazes today. I never found chazazes.
Chazazes is something.
What does chazazes mean to us?
It's a boil.
It's a bubble?
For sure, it's even more than that. It's like a bubble where the pictures make it. We don't really don't have that. It's not a bubble. It's
you don't feel, right?
Sometimes you do. That's when we make a difference. Yeah.
They don't have it because they spray it with pesticides, so it doesn't get infected, so it doesn't get the bubbles.
No, you get a little bit. It's like a big blotch. Come on, don't get this. It doesn't come to the market.
It means then they have four different ways you can
uncurse it. Some say it's mamish only the bottom of the pitum.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, we go with the whole thing.
The Rambam says that.
Yeah.
We do it by pill. For glucose.
Everything. Whatever you look
from
for.
From where it starts going up.
Yeah. Not la pit masa. So the pitim was taken off. Tana Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar, not la buchnasa. That's what we call a pitim. So now, Rashi says two shittas. First is buchnasa. How do they touch that in English?
Pestle.
So that's the owl pitim.
I know what that means.
What's an
esrog? It's an esrog in English.
Citron.
Etrog.
No, oh, yeah.
Citron.
Yeah?
They say citron.
Okay.
Well, in English we don't care, but we care what esrog is. I mean, there's a lot of simon esrog, and that's why you makban chazanish. There's a lot of, why is esrog different than a lemon? Maybe esrog is a lemon. So there are four simonim that esrog is different than a lemon. The skin is much, much thicker. The sides of the pits, direction of the pits. If you open esrog,
esrog is much more fruity, much more.
What's the difference?
I mean, a lemon is much more fruity.
It means there's much more juice. Yeah, doesn't say
the esrog is more bitter.
Bitter, but no, that's one part. That's one nafka mina. That esrog is the skin is much mostly skin, and the way the pits, the direction of the pits, the esrog is different than lemon. Yeah, I'm saying that's what Murkav is, and that's why Zanish held that the Bedat's esrog is Murkav. And Murkav is a real problem.
Because of the pits?
The three-fourths of manim to it that Zanish held that is a problem. But today you don't even know that people are being Murkav of the esrog. It's to make it nicer, they're trying to be Murkav of the. Well, if you look at the esrog, and you could tell really today, really, you could tell already which esrog it comes from. How could it be? How's it possible? Why is it coming different? Why is it looking so different? A yan of esrog, and I mean Moroccan esrog. There's so many different types, but that's esrog. They look different. They are different. That's what the chazanish was. So anyways, so passion not the bechnasim means our pitim. That's what Rashi learns the first shot. The second shot is ukitz. Ukitz is the bottom part. So. So what are we saying? So there's two types of ways how to take off an ukitz. Either you cut it and it's flat, or you pull off the whole ukitz. Sometimes they pull it off the tree too hard and the whole ukitz comes off.
A flower around it on the
bottom, and now there's like a ditch, a little bit in the esrog. That's when
the
it's possible.
The flower comes out with it.
Right, the flower comes out with it, and now there's a hole in the esrog. That's when it's possible. Not the bechnasa means you take off the ukitz with the complete ukitz, and now it became chasam. That's actually the second shot.
Wouldn't be
absurd. Wouldn't be right. That'd be very good. It wouldn't be absurd.
Because we don't know such a thing.
Exactly. And the only reason why this is possible is because it's chasa. It went into the esrog and it's chasa. Now, there's two types of pitims. There's actually a wooden pitim, and there's a. You have to know, we don't really have such a thing as a wooden pitim. Okay, fine. Yeah, Zakti Mavai.
What does it mean? That the actual brown part that we know is stem of a tree and not the.
Right. Niklaf. What's the halacha of Niklaf?
Peel.
The Mishnah said it's possible. Yeah? Peel the peel, right. Amar Rava Hayas Raga, the aglid, this esrog, that aglid, that which means it was Niklaf. Kahina Sumka, now it's red, Ksheva. In fact, the Amar Rava Nan Tna Niklaf possible. We learned now Mishnah Niklaf's possible. Like the Amar like Kasha, Habakula, if it's completely Niklaf, it's Kasha. Because then it looks regular. Hab miktsasa, now if it's partly niklaf, that's worse. Why is that worse? Because then it looks menumah. It looks like it's discolored. There's a little bit of this color, a little bit of that color. Kumtais, the only reason why niklaf is possible is only because it has a different color to it. If it's niklaf, if someone tells you it's niklaf and the same color, no problem at all. Kasha mahuda. The only reason why niklaf is possible is only because it's discolored.
That's not
called chaser. Chaser has to go inside.
The outer
layer is not a problem.
So niktam, not a bit muscle, which we just said is the bottom portion. It's not taking out the peel. It's before the peel.
No, you're right. But, true. But over there, there's a dent in the esrog.
In the peel is a dent. So if the peel is there, it's like minimum.
No, it goes into the flesh of the
esrog.
Does it?
Love Dafka. But it goes. It's
it goes chaser. Into the peel.
No, it's deeper than the peel. Right, that's what it means. Right. It is a dent in the esrog. So it comes out like this. People think niklaf, you go to a rav and he tells you niklaf. No problem with niklaf at all. Very important halacha. There's absolutely no problem with niklaf. Niklaf's only possible because the way it's going to look.
If you take it a week before Sukkot, and it's
niklaf, by touching it a lot,
it's not going to live.
Yeah, it might become brown, but many times not. Niklaf is not possible. Niklaf is possible only because the change of the matter.
What does niklaf mean? The whole peel is off? Normally
it's talking about the whole peel.
If the whole peel is off, it's good.
It's good.
Not if it's
right. Why? Only because it's going to look different. But niklaf itself is no problem. If you don't touch that part, let's say, and it's niklaf, no problem at all.
So if you nick the skin or something, then it's chasa there.
It's chasa. That's the problem.
No, it's not chasa. It's only the peel's chasa.
Oh, if it's only the peel, it's not a problem.
But that means chasa, maybe.
Well, well, this is a little bit, yeah.
Next is beat this cup. It's not possible.
That would be possible. If let's say you nail nick the outer peel.
That's not chassid. Only right. If it's going to change color.
But he's saying that's miktasa. That's possible. That's not possible.
No, miktasa means part of the essence. Not miktasa. It doesn't become part. Yeah, if it's niklaf and part of the essig, it's possible if it changed color. Most of the time, it's not going to change color if it's a little bit.